Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
For the pride of Northeast Ohio, you know him from the NFL Network. You know him from BattleBots. He is Chris Rose.
Hello.
Chris?
Hello. Can you hear us?
I can hear you. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, sir.
Good. How are you?
Good. Jeff, way to get that win last night. That was exciting.
Yeah, the fellas looked okay, didn't they?
Yeah, I feel for them because they're playing hard. There haven't been a lot of games where I've questioned their effort. It's just the team itself, it feels a little disjointed. I know it's hard for you to say. You cover them on a daily basis, but
I agree with you.
I think they're trying to figure out which guys they want to try and build around. You know, it doesn't feel like they've got a clear path yet in what they're attempting to do.
And, Chris, they have two guards and a center who you think, okay. And the NBA is a league that screams wing players in this day
right.
and age. And so
right.
until they find one of those wing players that they think, this guy can give us 18 points and, you know, 5-6 rebounds a game and be an impactful player out there night in, night out, I think they're going to be in the state you described. I think you hit it perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, they just kind of got to fall into a LaMelo Ball or somebody like that. You know, I mean, they got to stop drafting fifth when they stink. You know, like, I know we had that amazing run where we drafted first, what was it, 4 years in a row or three out of four, whatever
yeah.
the hell it was.
Had a lot of them.
Yeah, so we kind of used our karma up on that. I get it. But, you know, they just that's what they're going to need in order to get back to being a semi-competitive team in the East. So we'll see.
All right, Chris, before I want to talk about football stuff. You got to tell me about the Chris Rose rotation. What's going on? I mean, you got this new venture going on. You said you were going to tell us a little bit about it last week. What is the Chris Rose rotation?
So, yeah, I just signed on with John Boy Media. And for people that aren't familiar with John Boy, it's a couple of guys who just kind of started out as Yankees fans. Jimmy and Jake, you know, they've been passionate baseball fans. And a few years ago, Jimmy started putting out these breakdown videos. And I think he really kind of burst onto the scene with a couple of them. It was the Aaron Boone, we're effing savages, you know, where Brett Gardner was banging the bat on the top of the, you know, and he broke it all down with,
yeah.
He would strip down the audio so you could hear clearly what Boone was saying to the umpires. And that thing went viral. And then, of course, when the whole scandal with the Astros broke out, he put video to it so that you could kind of hear the banging of the trash can. And that's how he got on the map. But what they have turned themselves into is kind of this mini baseball media mogul. You know, they've got two of the top three baseball podcasts out there. Hopefully I will add to that. And the thing that makes this podcast different is that it's called Chris Rose's Rotation because we're rotating a half dozen active major league players in, not as guests. Like here I appear on your show, I'm on for 10 or 11 minutes. These guys are actually co-hosts with me for the entire show. And so they're on with, I don't know, however long we go, a little over an hour each time, and then we're going to be sprinkling in other active players. So you'll get myself with an active player with another active player as a guest throughout the program. And so it's great. And there's no lanes that I have to stay in. Obviously, when you work for a league-owned network like I did for a decade, there are things you can't talk about. Well, that's gloves are off now, so we can go any direction we want. It'll make a ton of fun. Just taped the first one on Monday with Trevor May of the Mets, who's an amazing personality and has made a tremendous amount of money as a streamer on Twitch in the gaming world. And then I've got Stephen Brault. We're taping that today with the Pirates. The other guys, Lucas Giolito of the White Sox, Tyler Glasnow of the Rays, Miguel Rojas of the Marlins, and Archie Bradley of the Phillies. So a lot of good personalities, fun stuff.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And a great opportunity for those guys to, you know, get a little feel for, you know, a different type of work that might lead to something for them. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, Major League Baseball doesn't exactly do the best job of promoting their players. So
no.
The players have to kind of promote themselves. This isn't breaking news, guys. I know, it's shocking.
Oh, golly. With that in mind, spring training's underway. I keep looking at that rotation and thinking, okay, can this carry the Indians to something? I sure hope so, because even with Eddie Rosario, I'm not sure the offense can. Can the Indians' rotation carry them to something, Chris? Or are they asking too much out of guys who haven't quite done it yet?
Well, yeah, I mean, they need the top guys to continue their ascent. I mean, Bieber's obviously already there, but Plesac was phenomenal last season. We all talk about Frankie and how much we're going to miss him. I'm curious about how much we're going to miss Carrasco. I think that's one of those you don't necessarily account for, and you probably don't know what you're missing until you go another turn through the rotation. You're like, God, we could really use Cookie right here. So, you know, a couple of young guys are going to get their shot. Cal Quantrill, you know, former first-round pick. He's, you know, we saw him in spots last year pitch really, really well. And I think he actually gets the spring training debut on Sunday. So, yeah, I think that's really interesting. But for me, I think I've told you this before. To me, it's really that young bullpen. Are those guys going to be able to protect leads? Because I think we're going to be in a lot of 3-2 games. 2-1 games. That puts a lot of stress on guys to get out, you know, those last 9 outs. So, to me, I think that's even a bigger question than the rotation.
Chris, did you happen to hear the Lindor comment about kind of we say dogged, but he said he didn't give it his best effort at the end of the season last year. Did you happen to hear that from yesterday?
I did not yesterday. I was a little swamped with some other stuff. But that came out of his mouth?
Meredith, do we have the cut there? Just so if we can play it again, I probably should have.
Yeah, I want to make sure I hear it before commenting.
Is that a yes or a no, Meredith? Just give me a heads up on. Okay, she's going to grab it here in a second. It was one of those moments where you kind of were like, man, Frankie, did you care? You know, he talked about the weight room and, you know, he felt like he didn't give it his all and that if he wasn't. Okay, here, we'll play it for you right now. Go ahead.
Last year was a very difficult year for a lot of people. I was blessed to be able to play every game, stay healthy, stay on the field. My routine was a little different last year. I didn't give my best in the weight room. When that showed the last week of the season, I got tired. You know, 60 games, I was playing well. I was playing fine. It was just that last week, you know, I didn't get my couple of hits, and it went down to hitting 240, 230. I don't know what I hit last year, but whatever it was, it wasn't good. So, yeah, I just got tired. You know, I didn't give my best in the weight room. So, he showed it last week, and that's pretty much it.
So, I mean, Chris, he quantified it by saying, I didn't get my best in the weight room. Not
well,
necessarily
yeah, that's a big,
on
but
the
that's
field.
A big difference. Right. I'm willing to give guys a pass on last year because everything was so start and stop. And they're, you know, baseball players more than any other athlete are so used to routine, right? So they're fired up. They're ready to go in mid-March. They've fine-tuned their bodies for a 162-game grind, and then it stops. And then they have to start up again in July. So that sort of stuff, you know, not once did I ever feel like in the 6 years that Francisco Lindor was an Indian at the big league level, did I ever feel like he never gave his best. Did you?
Last year at the end, like exactly what he said. Like, I didn't feel like.
Well, do you think that was because he just sucked, or did you think that when you were watching him, were you like, God, he really doesn't care?
You're
way better at this than I am.
I can't be mad at Francisco Lindor for what he did for the Indians and when he played here and how well he played and how well respected he was around the league. It kind of bums me out to hear him say, I didn't give it my best at the end, especially knowing that. You know, he had called out the Dolans a little bit about, you know, saying that they did have the money. And I just, you know, I don't know where his head was last year. I will give you the COVID. I will give you the COVID leeway on that, though. It's bothersome to hear someone you root for say, I didn't give it my best. I think that's the harder pill to swallow. I think there's more perspective to it.
In the weight room, which, once again, I think that there's a difference. There's and some people will say, no, Chris, there is no difference. And that's fine. You're entitled to that point. But I would be shocked, Andy, if you sat there last year and you were like, the last few games, if you're like, God, Francisco's really not trying today. Like, I imagine the only reason you're thinking about that is because you just admitted to something, right?
Right.
Like, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell last year. I just thought he stunk.
Okay, well, at any other point during his career, did you think he stunk?
Very, very rarely. I thought that there were two times where his swing would get out of whack sometimes, but I also never sat there, not once, and thought that he didn't give everything he had. Not once. So, you know, he could have skated on that. There's not one person who would have known that he didn't give his best in the weight room last year.
True.
Not one.
I agree with you on that. I agree.
Not one. So he's admitting to something here. Hey, this is where I've got to be better, because that's on me. That's on nobody else. That's on me. So
Chris, did his play last year make you think, man, I wouldn't give that guy $32 million a year for 10 years?
No, not one bit. He's the best player I've seen in an Indians uniform in my lifetime. And I've seen Jim Thome make it to the Hall of Fame. I've seen Manny Ramirez. Based on what he does offensively and defensively and who he is as a guy, he's the guy that they could have given a Tatis contract to, and they didn't. And don't give me they offered him over $100 million. Look, guys, if they offered him, let's say, 8 years for $120, the Padres just gave a guy $340 million over 14 years. That's the only way the Indians will ever, in my opinion, unless they change their mindset, that's the only way they'll ever keep a marquee player again that they grow out down on the farm.
Well, Chris, unfortunately, we're out of time, man. This flew by. Good luck with Chris Rowe's rotation. Looking forward to watching that. And then always, we love you on NFL Network as well, too.
I appreciate it. I need 20 seconds here. 20 seconds.
Go.
I know we're up
Go.
Against it.
Yep.
BattleBots tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
No Filter Network. I'm doing a viewing party with Witch Doctor, who's competing, and also with Will Bales from Team Hypershock. It's a cool interactive experience to go to nofilter.net. You actually get to stream and ask them questions face-to-face while we're all watching the playoffs tomorrow night on Discovery. It's kind of a cool thing. Check out my social media tomorrow. You'll figure it out. It's going to be awesome. Thanks, guys.
Nofilter.net, right, Chris?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No Filter. All right, thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Good job, buddy.
Chris Bye. Rose, nice enough to join us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.